Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Against flesh and blood.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host. Thy name. Your. Fear. Israel. Of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, part number 106. It'll be a very long, because we still ain't unlocked not even a good quarter of a mystery. Matter of fact, the whole Bible is a mystery. Because they don't recognize the people supposed to teach the Bible and unlock it. We leave it like that and we'll find our elder and bring him in and we'll see which way he wants his lesson to go. Part number 106. So, Yahuwah be with you all. Let's find our elder, then we see who on stage for another episode, part number 106. All right, we meet the elder with a loud voice. You say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you, I see you right here.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yellow, well, you know the hands that we play every hand that we can get our hand on, so we play our hand the best of our abilities. Because nobody guarantees the next day, so we played our hand in grand style with them young lions in the garden laying some beans in the garden. See, laying some beans in the garden. But one thing about a seed royal, I'm telling you up front, a wise seer will instruct his people. So listen, you go in your computer and find out everything that some big dignitaries doing. They buying up all the land, and they're going to put a do not enter sign on it. They're not buying up the land just to, to serve the people. They buy up all the land is for you not to have crop, or they can bring in a plan on you. But a wise seer is telling you, land, school, and banquet hall. Lay some seeds down in the ground. Land, school, and banquet hall. You got it? Good. Enough said on that. All right, you ought to take your time. The other way y'all tell us national orders on when we read a couple of these memos, we had to say that. But now it's over to you to let them know all about what they need to know on take 106. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And I always say as the elder, that's a good thing, because we know we came to hear Yahuwah's righteous words. Earlier today, looked like I had gave the seer a call to check on him just to see how he was doing. That's usually Elder Tibbs' scenario, checking to see how the temple's going and the seer. And surprising enough, I heard noise in the background, machines running everything. Come to find out, he has a couple of young lions out there working in his garden. And that made me smile. I told him, I said, well, I better let you go so you can get back to work, because I have been working myself in the temple, and I know what it takes to keep the temple going. It makes me think, so we can show you the fruits of our labor. We're working hard on Bible understanding. Every broadcast, working on land, and even temple works. Myself, the elder, I keep the temple's broadcast computers running for all that know me. I fix the plumbing, electrical, and other devices, and even made donation offerings to members and to the temple. And that's one thing everybody can say, yes, he has. And one of the things that would immensely help would be a Ryder lawnmower to help maintain our temple's land, looking if someone could possibly step up to the plate and help, would say, Yahweh bless you. Makes me think about looking in verses in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. Let's see what that says. 35 reads, and Yahweh the Son went about the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and temples, and preaching the gospel, the covenant of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. 37. Then saith unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. 38. Pray ye therefore the Yahweh of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers unto his harvest. So that's what I was looking at. Laborers to the harvest. Even in Matthew's, Hebrews, I would say, chapter 6, verse 10. 10 says, for Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your work of labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints that do minister. Now, as I said, it takes a lot of work to keep a temple running, and a lot of Bible work and groundwork to bring this word unto you. Because we know we came to hear many things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. But this ministry makes this misunderstanding very possible. Some came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching. Some looking, never find. And it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of the Yahweh's Ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost and always about Yahweh's words. Connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. You have to look no further now. You found that in the voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on that search line, type tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. On this note, I would like to see a rider lawnmower coming up to the gates of the temple where he can maintain this land. But that's yet to come. We welcome and thank all of you for listening to us because we have a lot of topics to cover in the King James Bible. You have to remember that Yahweh also loves a cheerful giver. And donation to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That's right. According to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live, also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and also the land that we mentioned to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We also have a calendar to check while you're there. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We have a live program also. It's a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking in it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into a live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 600 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what our members have known as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos. Now, in addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always catch the entire show at 10:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day at that point that you would like to listen. Now, during a normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk. On Paltalk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. To find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And during this time, we will be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Paltalk. But one thing we should know, when given the scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah always flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. So when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, remember what it calls us. You miss all the Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it tells us in St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things unto your remembrance what I have said unto you." So don't be like the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. where 8 says, answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. So at this time, we'll turn our program back up to our seat at Israel. We always have to cover a lot on our program. So I'll say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Yeah, all right, Ishmael, that's hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yeah, well, you was on the roll. You could have kept on rolling some more, because like I said again, we come on 6 nights a week, and we just have overwhelming wealth of information to bring. And if you decide to take notes on what we be saying, and if Yahuwah put the right spirit on you, you'll see what we're trying to bring to the table. But right now, we're trying to bring to the table. It's time to lay your beans into your garden. And, you know, and not only lay it to your garden, remember one thing, land is before you. And land, school, and banquet hall is very important to start getting your garden together. And we definitely started today by laying the foundation. But it's plenty more work to be done. A lot of land all over the place. Got to be purchased and everything. But one thing about it, I'm going to tell you something, Steve, right here. It's written. It will be done. It will be done. You know why? Because it's written. All right, enough said on that. We can want to see who will be on the stage for the night's episode. And we'll see who will be on the stage tonight. We see the kids there. Good. We see on stage for the night's episode, part number 106, we see a lioness, one of the mothers out of Camp One, Mother D of Israel. So I tell you what we do. We just, until we get some more on the stage for the next episode, part 106. But Mother can hold on in grand style, no doubt about it. So Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yah, God, Judah, young lioness. Lioness. Yahuwah be to that seer, right?
Yahuwah bless you, seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, they have Mother D of Israel. Well, we got 10 feet of young lions at their best today. And, you know, seer had to get him a nice seat and watch him. And they was running. Moving around in the garden like this was the last day on the planet Earth. So that spirit, that spirit we talk about, because we can read that spirit that's over there in the 8th chapter, around about Acts chapter 8, we can read that spirit. Because one thing about it, sooner or later we're going to pick the same spirit, because Bill Gates and them, all the big dignitaries, they're not playing. They're going to do everything they can to control the population, and a wise seer will teach you what you need to know. It's up to you to apply it. So we'll leave it like that, and let's see what's on the table for lesson number 106. How about Mother D of Israel? How about looking at that Luke chapter 12, verse 12? Let's see what can we get out of that, and which way this lesson needs to go on take number 106. You're on the clock. Come on.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to.
That's right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. We understand about the prophecy. We can keep deep, but it's things that we need to know about order. We can go deep if we want to go in this Bible. You know, a lot of brothers and sisters love to hear deep prophecy. But according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, Yahuwah says something in the regular book there, Mother dear of Israel. Mm-hmm. Let's see what he says in the regular book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. He gonna say something through the mouth of Solomon, Father David, 12, verse 1. He's going to make a statement in 12, verse 1. Let's read what he says, and let's see the way the lesson goes In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, what does it say?
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Remember now, thou creator, in the day of thou youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw near, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them.
Oh, he said, is it? He said, now, he said, when you got the spirit of a young lion as a young lion, he said, why don't you take heed to that? Don't wait till you all broke down. Now you, well, now I've done everything. Now I'm ready to seek me some Yahuwah. No. He said, remember Yahuwah in the days of your youth. He said, now some time to take care of him now, because you never know when you're on the clock, according to St. John 7, verse 6 there, Mother, St. John 7, 6. He said, remember Yahuwah in your youth. Oh, wow, don't just sit around and keep on thinking. And once you know you Israel, your primary duty is to make sure you in that number. Remember the last lesson we taught on where Yahweh said up in the first chapter that when certain trumpets sound, and if you know you are children of Israel, you have to put down whatever you're doing is to get in order. And Yahweh like an order. And I'm telling you something. If you're going Yahweh to intervene, you'll take a page out of his book, get in order. And remember Yahweh in your youth. What is it say in 7 verse 6 of St. John there, Mother D.F. Israel?
St. John chapter 7 verse 6. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
He said, your time is always ready. You don't know when Yahweh is going to pull the plug on you. He said, now, keep that in your mind. So Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 there, Mother dear Israel, Paul made a profound statement in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Let's see what he says that we can read. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, what did he say?
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 reads, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of Yahuwah and Yahuwah the Son.
Right. So what are you saying? He said, listen, Paul said he's forgetting the things that's behind him because it's a higher calling. And all big dignitaries, they understood this thing. There's a higher calling. And remember, the higher calling is to get to the kingdom, get to where you don't pay no more bills. If any bills to be paid, it be paid to you. That's the highest calling that you ought to be reaching for. And the only way you'll do it, you got to get in order. Because Yahweh got it written on some things he's going to do. And, but they'll say, well, you know, the Almighty is love. Yes, he is love. But he also told David something in 139, verse 20 and 21. He told David something that we can read, Mother dear of Israel. What did he tell David to put in writing in Psalms 139, verse 20 and 21? What did he say put in writing?
Acts chapter 1, I mean, Acts 139, verses.
Oh, Psalms. Make a song.
I mean
Psalms. 139, verse number 20 and 21. Let's see what Psalms say, 139, verse 20 and 21. You on, come on.
Acts chapter 139, verses and 21, verse 20. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take your name in vain. 21. Do not I hate them, O Yahweh, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that raise up against thee?
So you see what David's saying? David saying, he says, David, they're going to be king of Israel. He said, I hate them, the ones that go against your order. And anybody raise their head up against what you got on the table, he said, I don't like that. So David is clear that, you know, that he don't like when you go against what he got written on the table, because he gives us all the room to return back to him the way he got it written. Proverbs 8, verse 17 says what?
Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs 8:17.
Yeah, 8:17.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
You see? But what are you doing right now in Hosea 5:15? On those, he said, I love them that seek me earlier. So what is he doing right now in Hosea 5:15, Mother D.F. Israel? What is he doing that we can read?
Okay. Hosea chapter 5, verse 15.
Yep, verse 15.
1:5. Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction. They will seek me early.
He said, and they will seek me early. There's no question there. It's Bob. It's flat out statement. He said, now I'm just going to watch you. He said, all I'm going to do is just watch you. I'm going to watch you and see what you make more of an effort than what I got written in this Bible. Guess what went for everybody? You don't know what to do today? Look back at yesterday. And the world is doing exactly what they're supposed to do. And that's why we got to do what we got to do. That's why we got to be able to see a little bit more clearer on some things that's written in this book. It's a lot of good stuff written in this book. What is Hebrews chapter 9, verse 18 and 19?
Hebrews chapter 9, verses 18 and 19, and it reads, verse 18, whereupon neither the first testimony was dedicated without blood. 19, for when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats, which with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkle both the book and all the people.
That's all we can get out of it. Until you give me an answer on that. But I want to go back to something, because they got a lot of things going on that we don't understand what's going on, and they're handicapped you. First Ezra, chapter 5, verse 70, particularly verse 70. First Ezra, chapter 5, and pick up verse 70. We're looking at these memos coming in, and we're seeing all these directions to go in, and we understand exactly what you're doing before you even do it. It's just how to get to the listening audience to understand that one day you'll be on the clock. And you don't know how to deal with this right here. Well, I know I deal with some things, but according to the Bible. In First Ezra chapter 8, particularly verse number 70, we'll read down a little bit.
First Ezra chapter 8, verse 70.
70. Chapter 0. First Ezra chapter 8, verse 70.
Okay. First Ezra chapter 8, verse 70. For both they and their sons have married with their daughters, and the righteous seed is mixed with the strange people of the land. And from the beginning of this matter, the rulers and the great men have been partakers of this iniquity, sin. 71.
What did he call? What he called by marrying outside of your tribe is what?
Strange people. Oh, what did you say it is? It's a sin.
What do he tell Ezra when you marry outside of your tribe? What do Ezra that was instructed by? Hold that point. We got plenty of time there, Mother Dear Israel. Let me just put a marker there for a minute. I need to know something about Ezra. See, put a marker there. That back up to 8 verse 3. I need to know the resume of Ezra.
Okay.
Ezra said that when he got to Jerusalem, he looted for the southern kingdom. He said he knows a lot of mixed relationship was going on. But I need to know how can he make a statement like that? What is his resume that we can read in First Ezra 8, verse 3? What is Ezra's resume to make a statement that he got a voice to make a statement pertaining to anything that's contrary to the Torah instruction? What does it say in 8, verse 3?
First Ezra, chapter 8, verse 3. This Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the law of Moses that was given by Yahweh of Israel.
So your microphone kind of low there, Mother Dear Israel. She can can you get a little closer to that microphone and get a little more audio? But he's saying Ezra was very ready in Torah instruction. He was very ready. So Ezra wasn't playing around with. He understood the Torah instruction. And we just read that the children of Israel, they had done what again? Now come back to that marker you had. What the children of Israel? Now he was very ready. But he was ready in the Torah instruction. Not his opinion. He was ready in the Torah instruction. So now let's see. What did he say? What did he say again by being very ready? What did he say again, Moses, Israel? What did he say again?
First Ezra chapter 8, verse 70. For both they and their sons have married with their daughters, and the righteous seed is mixed with the strange people of the land. From the beginning of this matter, the rulers and the great men have been partakers of this sin.
Of this what? Of this what, Mother dear Israel? Of this what? Step out, yo.
Of this matter, the rulers and the great men have been partakers of this sin.
What sin? What sin? Elder, look to explain what the sin is. Elder, look to explain what the sin is. Elder, what is the sin that the rulers have, all the ones that supposed to lead by example? What sin have they taken partaker in? What sin is it? According to what we can read, what sin is that? Come on.
Number one is failure to follow the first five books.
Okay. But what sin have they been chief in? What sin is that? He talking about, Israel talking about, what sin is that we can read out of verse number 70? And first Israel, what we're reading, 5 verse 70. What is that sin?
No, we're reading 8 verse 70.
Okay, well, 8 verse 70. Ezra 8 verse 70. What is the sin that Ezra is looking at according to 8 verse 70? There, Elder, what is that sin according to 8 verse 70?
Mixing the seeds that was told not to do. They were told not to mix the seeds, and they did. The holy
and they did
mix with the strange people of the land.
And in the eyes of the scribes, the seer, Ezra, they have committed what? What they have committed by doing that? What have they committed by doing that?
The partakers of sin. And iniquity, sins. The partakers
sin.
Of this is iniquity, sins.
A sin. Oh, okay.
Sin.
So when you with someone outside of your race, according to Ezra, what is that?
Partaking of sin.
Yeah, he is. Well, that would say it is. What that would say is it is there, Elder. So the rainbow relationships, Yahweh through Ezra, he peeped that, and he said that's a sin. Hey, Ezra, pick it up at verse 71, 871, and let's read a little bit more. Let's read what we see in 8:71.
First Esther, chapter 8, verse 71. As soon as I had heard these things, I rent my clothes and the righteous garment and pulled off their hair off my head and beard and set me down sad and very heavy.
Right.
72. So all they that were moved at the word of the Yahuwah of Israel, assembled unto me. Quist I mourn unto the increase sins, but thou may be full of heaviness until the evening sacrifice.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. But hold on. Hold on. I'm in the apocryphal. I'm in the apocryphal, not the regular book. We in the apocryphal, Elder.
I'm in the apocryphal too. First Esther,
yeah,
chapter 8, verse 71, I just read.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Read verse 72 again. It's not to me, maybe I'm not hearing. I don't know. A lot of big things. Can you turn my hearing device up a little bit? Let me hear a little bit. I ain't hearing like I want to hear. Some reason I ain't hearing
plainly. Maybe the elder not saying it like you should say it. Let me say it again. First Esther, chapter 8, verse number 72 reads, so all they that were then moved at the word of the Yahuwah of Israel, assembled unto me. Quist I mourn for the increase sins, but I sat still full of heaviness until the evening sacrifice.
Uh-huh. 73.
Then rising up from the fast with my clothes and the righteous garment rent, and bowing my knees and stretch forth my hands unto the Yahuwah.
Well, wait a minute. What book are you reading out of?
First Esther, chapter 8.
Now look at that out of the red book. Look at them statements out of the red book, not the regular EZRA. Look at them statements out of the red book.
That's
out of
the
apocrypha,
the apocrypha, chapter 8.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm in
now,
the apocrypha.
Start back over to 71 out of that apocrypha.
Chapter 8, verse 71, and First Esther. 71 says, as soon as I had heard these things, I rent my clothes and the righteous garment and pulled off the hair from off my head and beard and set me down sad and very heavy.
73.
Verse 73. Then rising up from the fast with my clothes and the righteous garment rent and the bowing my knees and stretching forth my hands unto the Yahuwah.
Wait a minute. I tell you what. I'm just going to put that down because this, I ain't hearing what I want to hear out of the apocrypha. And I know if I'm heading the right direction, where my book at? Let me see. I ain't hearing what I need to hear out of 1 Ezra 8, verse 70 to 73. I'm not hearing what I need to hear. So where's my book at? Let me peep a little bit. You got plenty of time because we're heading somewhere. I'm just trying to, you know, sometimes when you're dealing with something.
Well, let me ask the mother, is that the right verse?
Yeah.
Is that the right verse, Mother
Dia? Yeah, that's what mine read, what you reading.
Okay. I thought the elder was mistracked.
Well, now, y'all. It was just y'all on point. It just I guess I'm missing something right now, but I ain't seeing. Now I know why I ain't seeing, because I know, I bagged that all the way up to the fifth chapter. Now I know why I ain't seeing what I need to see.
Okay, first chapter.
Chapter 5, verse 70 down to verse 73. Because I know I'm missing something. I'm missing me a hit. So back to 5. Because we read 8, verse 3 to get his resume. But I was supposed to came back to the 8th chapter, but I forgot about the 5th chapter. So we found out that Ezra in 8, verse 3, I'm going to read that again. Let me get my thoughts together. Read 8, verse 3. Elder had me the 5th chapter, verse 70 to 73. I'm not reading his resume.
First Ezra chapter 8 verse 3. This Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the law of Moses that was given.
So he was very ready. Since he was very ready, now let's back up to the 5th chapter of Ezra 8 verse 5. Hey, yo, pick up the 8 verse 5.
Okay, at chapter 5. Looking at verses 70 to 73. Verse 70 says, then Zorobella and Yahuwah the son and the chief of the family said of Israel, say unto them, it is not for us and you to build together a house unto the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah. 71. We ourselves alone will build unto you the Yahuwah of Israel, according as Cyrus, the king of the Syrians, had commanded us. 72. But the heathen nation of the land, lying heavy upon the inhabitants of Judea and holding them straight, hindered their building. And by their secret plots and populations, persuasion.
That means they got secret plots, meaning they always will find somebody to plant around you. And they use popular persuasion by trying to smear you with anything to throw you off from getting this message to your peoples. So they'll come around you knowing that they are not right. Mm-hmm. And they'll use secret plots. They might do anything to get you to disobey what's on the table. And popular persuasion is the smear tactic they will put on you. That's why we tell leadership that, remember, you up under the guidelines very heavy. And if anybody, and remember, when they come among you, you will know it because they will befriend you with secret plots to get you to reveal something that's from within so they can get it to those that's without. That's what he's saying. So we're going somewhere with this, but it's going to take us some time to lay it in. Maybe in this lesson. But with secret plot and popular persuasion, what happened next after popular persuasion, the elder? What happened next?
and popular persuasions and commotions, they hindered the finishing of the building of all the time that King Cyrus lived. So they were hindered from building for the place of 2 years until the resign of Darius, regent of Darius.
Yeah, that's good. Now, what do you mean by that? They hinder the building. They're going to do everything they can to hinder the building. Now, let's go to the regular book, Elder, and find what that means. Now we go on to the regular book of EZRA. And that's what they mean by secret plot and popular persuasion. We go and find out what that means. What that means. We go on to EZRA and see what we can get out of it. EZRA. Let's see, pick it up at chapter 4. And let's see what it says in chapter 4. It says now, what it says that we can read in EZRA chapter 4, pick it verse number 11. Let's read down so we get our point.
In Ezra chapter 4, verse 11, yes. 11 says, this is a copy of the letter that they sent unto him, even unto Xerxes, the king, thy servants of the men on this side of the river, at such time. 12, be it known unto the king that he, the Jews of Yadav, which came up from thee to us, are unto Jerusalem, building the rebellious and the bad city. They had set up to the walls thereof and joined the foundations. Be it known now unto the king that this city to be built and the walls set up again, that they will not pay toll, tribute, and custom. And so thou shalt endamage the revenue of the kings.
So he's 14. That's good. So he's saying, you see what he's saying now, king, be this known on you, if they get back where they got a place where that big dignitaries can come every direction and land everywhere and go on, they got things going the right direction, we're going to be in trouble, king. So anything you can do to hinder the situation, why don't you do it, and we'll give you a hand on hinder. But see, what is not known today, that the timeline now have collapsed, and this right here, you cannot stop this right here. This video cannot be stopped. But we do know this. We know Mother D.F. Israel. We know what is written in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 10 through 12. We just gonna lay a little a few things out for time's sake. We'll really get back at this. It's just something that he's trying to be clear to know that you're going to have visitors coming, and you're going to have your act in order. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 10 through 12. What does it say, Mother D.F. Israel?
Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 10 to 12. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 10. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side, reporting, saying, they and we will report it, all my familiar watches for my hosting, saying, peradventure he will be enticed and we shall prevail against him. And we shall take.
Hold that point. So you see, if you got an idea of what he's trying to tell you, he's saying, what is the Latter Day Saint saying? He said, I see you start up a time for them young lions, but we will block them off the broadcast tonight. We got you where we want you at. So don't look for the young lions doing the broadcast tonight, according to the Latter-day Saints, because they've been blocked off the broadcast, and they will not be on the broadcast tonight. We got you where we want you at. Oh, yeah? So now, in Jeremiah chapter 20, did you hear what Jeremiah, see, let me explain something to you about Jeremiah. Hold that point right there. A.L. McTills, let's go and read some resume about Jeremiah. Jeremiah is making a profound statement here. But what we want to do, we want to understand about the hidden hand. And Jeremiah was raised from the womb. And let's talk about Jeremiah raised from the womb. And 1 verse 4. Let's read a little bit. I'm going to get a word out of this elder. It's a word I'm looking for. I'm looking for a certain word. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4. I'm looking for a certain word that I can get busy. You on, elder, come on.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 4. It says, the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying, 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a seer unto the nations.
Stop it there. Stop it there. What he do in verse 5 for Jeremiah?
He ordained him a prophet or seer unto the nations.
No, a little bit more before that. He done what with him?
He sanctified him.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, good. Yeah, he sanctified him. Now hold that point right there. We're coming back in a minute. Let's go to Isaiah 13, verse 1. Now listen now. So he sanctified Jeremiah and ordained him a seer to the nation of Israel. Good. Now let's run to the 13th chapter of Isaiah. Let's see if we find out something that we need to know. Then we start knowing what to be looking for. In the 13th chapter, pick it up at verse number 1, Isaiah 13, verse 1.
Isaiah chapter 13, verse number 1 says, the burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos did see.
Go ahead.
Lift ye up a banner upon the high mountain, exalt the voice unto them. Shake the hand that they may go unto the gates of the nobles.
Stop right there. Read that again, because you got a whole lot of stuff in there, because like I said, I got to make a total adjustment on this lesson. And but Yahweh knows anyway. You got about 3 points in there, Elder, I need to bring out. About 3 points in there. Read that verse again. 3 points in that one verse that needs to be addressed in verse 2.
Isaiah 13, verse number 2, reading again. Lift ye up a banner upon the high mountain, exalt the voice unto them.
Stop it there. Lift up a banner on a high mountain. Mother, ye of Israel. This banner he's talking about, lift up, is in Psalm 40, verse 8. This was got to be lifted up on these high mountains, on these mountains mean government. What got to be lifted up is Psalm 40, verse 8. What does it say that we can read Psalm 40, verse 8? Mother of Israel.
Psalms 40, verse 8. I delight to do your will, O my Yahweh. Yea, your commandment. I'm all messed up. Your law is within my mind.
So, now go to Isaiah 40, verse 8. What is his law that's in his mind? Isaiah 40, verse 8. What's in his mind?
Okay. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Yahweh shall stand forever.
Oh. So what he's saying in that Isaiah 13, verse 1, lift up the banner, lift up this word to the nation. So we gonna have to understand this word and lift up the word to the nation. And you don't have to be with more fluent on this word. So Yahweh is saying that once you lift up the banner with this word to the nation, you prepare to, so remember, whenever you do anything that he tell you to do, and you do it, expect something to come out of it. Once he tell you something and you do it, expect something good to come your way, where you know you're aware of something he's telling you to do, and you do it. Expect something good to come. Come back, Elder, in that 13th chapter. That's point one. Give me that 13th. 13, chapter verse 2 again. I got point 1 out the way. What does it say?
Isaiah 13, chapter 13, verse number 2. 2 says, lift ye up a banner upon the high mountain, exalt the voice unto them. Shake the hand, that they may go unto the gates of the nobles.
Okay, shake the hand. Now, to shake the hand, that means you will have to rebuke them. You have to rebuke them. But the them he's talking about is what Mother was reading in Jeremiah chapter 20. You have to rebuke the ones. I'm getting all kind of memos coming at me now. So you have to rebuke some closest people to you. That's what he's saying. Because he's talking about the nobles. You have to rebuke the nobles. Who is them? Who are these nobles that we can read? Mother of Israel. Then we can read the whole verse again. We're trying to bring some enlightenment on that verse. You have to rebuke the nobles. That what I mean by shake the hand. You have to rebuke the nobles. And what nobles are you talking about that's written in that code? It's a code verse in there. It got a lot of information in there. We're just going to get what we can out of it. In the book of Nehemiah, Mother D.F. Israel, 13th chapter.
Yes.
13 chapter. Who are these nobles that need to be rebuked? That we can read.
13, verse 17. Who are these nobles? And all I need is a name. I need to know who these nobles is that need to be rebuked.
Nehemiah.
Yeah, because a lot of they saints said this broadcast will be a short broadcast tonight. It will not go the full distance because you talking over our head.
Nehemiah 13, verse 7.
13, 17.
17, I mean.
13, 17.
Okay. Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 17. Then I contended with the nobles of Yagda.
Good. So these nobles, so you have to rebuke the nobles. And who these nobles we read out of Isaiah? So now you know who these nobles is. Because, see, the nobles is the one that sit down at the table. And case in point, now run to St. John. I don't know how much time we got on this broadcast, but according to the Latter-day Saints, it will be cut short tonight. Because we don't understand. Well, you know, it's reading you don't understand. As a matter of fact, hey, Elder, read why they don't understand in Psalm 110, 111, verse 10. Here's the reading you don't understand it. Psalm 111, verse 10. Hey, Elder, read that 111, verse 10. Here's the reading you don't understand it.
Psalms. Chapter 111, verse number 10. 10 says, the fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
Good.
A good understanding have all they that do his commandments or Torah instructions. His praise endureth forever.
So how do you get a good understanding there according to that verse there, Yoda?
First of all, it tells you fear of the Yahweh is understanding, the wisdom, the beginning of wisdom.
Yep. But according to that verse, according
to
111 verse 10, what is he saying and what gets you to understand in his word according to verse 10?
A good understanding of his Torah instructions and fearing the Yahweh's word is wisdom.
So all the way you understand his word, you want to keep the Torah instructions. Latter-day Saints, let me tell you something. You keep Sunday, don't you? You keep Lord God and Jesus, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving. That's not going to get you a good understanding. So you're not going to understand his word because his word is going to stand forever. So the reason why you understand what I'm saying and what I'm bringing in take number 106, because first of all, y'all don't keep the Torah instructions, first five books. So you're not never understand. And you know, we made all kind of adjustment by doing proper, just straight reading, and you still can't understand because you're not keeping Torah instructions. So until you keep that, you're not going to understand it. But now, come back to Moses of Israel. Come back because you have to watch the nobles. Let's see what Yahweh says in St. John 7:44. He said something, Moses, dear Israel, 7:44. Mm-hmm. He said something in St. John 7:44 down to verse 46. This is what Yahweh to say. I mean, he's going to say something. All these verses, he's going to be saying something, but we got to listen to what he's saying. You don't want to call it in from the beginning. Look what he says over here in St. John 7, verse 44.
St. John, chapter 7, verses 44, reads, 46, verse 44. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hand on him. Verse 45. Then came the officers of the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have you not brought him? Verse 46. The officers answered, never man spake like this man.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear it? See, what it is, voices of a true Israelite, we don't speak like the rest of them speak.
Mm-hmm.
See, speak from Luke 12:12. And we make it plain, but you got to have an ear to hear to make it plain. Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I got your message. Be no one enter into the room. They all been blocked. I got you. I hear you. A lot of they say. I got you. Everybody been blocked. So whoever in the room now, that's it, according to the Latter-day Saints. Won't be nobody else coming into the room. They will be blocked. Now, okay. So what he's saying is, what did he say again in that verse 46 again?
St. John chapter 7, verse 46. The officer answered, never man spake like this man.
Yeah, well, how do we speak?